Different Strokes star Gary Coleman dreamed of getting out of acting, living a normal life. By Warner Todd Houston on September 3, 2024. Different Strokes star Gary Coleman led a troubled and tragic life, and a new documentary reveals that for years he wished he had gotten out of acting before he ever became famous and dreamed of living a normal life and having friends. Coleman, who died in 2010 at only 42 years of age after a fall left him with an intracranial hemorrhage, spent years having difficulties maintaining his acting career after the 1986 cancellation of the show that made him famous. The Peacock documentary Gary reveals a 1993 interview in which a then 25-year-old Coleman who says he wished he never became an actor. "If someone had told me my life would be like this, early enough where I could have gotten out, I would have gotten out. I would have had a normal life, and have friends," he said, according to Entertainment Weekly. He added that never becoming an actor in the first place was something that I fantasize about. "Because now here we are in 1993. I'm 25 years old, I'm a world-renowned celebrity. There's no place I can go where someone doesn't know me. I handle it because I'm a public figure. I'm supposed to be gracious, and have fun doing what I do. I love the work. I truly love making people laugh. But of course, there are aspects of the business that I don't really care for." Coleman, who became world-famous in 1978 as the precocious character Arnold Jackson when he was but 10 years old, was earning $100,000 per episode, making him the highest-paid child actor of his day. And everywhere the young actor went, people wanted to hear him deliver his ubiquitous catchphrase, "What you talking about, Willis?" But the fame, the money, and that catchphrase all became the bane of Coleman's existence, as he was hounded everywhere he went because of the fame, was robbed of the money by unscrupulous family members and criminal managers, and could never get beyond the catchphrase for the rest of his acting career. As the actor's former girlfriend said in the documentary, "People didn't want Gary, they wanted Arnold Jackson." Coleman despised the catchphrase, but nearly every acting job he won after Different Strokes went off the air forced him to say the line at some point during the gig. The actor started life with a deck stacked against him, being born with a kidney disease that left him with stunted growth. He never grew taller than 4'8" and struggled with the disease his whole life. But he also had bouts of depression and substance abuse. In 1989, he sued his parents and managers for stealing away his roughly $18 million fortune. And, while he won the lawsuit, he had to file for bankruptcy in 1999. Coleman did try to leave the world of acting and became a security guard in 1997. But that dream came to an end, too, when in 1998 he assaulted a fan who kept pursuing him for an autograph even though he said no. He was handed a 90-day suspended sentence and fined $400 for that incident. He constantly referred to himself as God's punching bag, Coleman friend Dion Miles said of the actor. "He felt like one of life's jokes. And he was never meant to be a person of good fortune." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.